You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin, episode 47. And I am still sick. I'm getting over a thing. I completely lost my voice at work on Saturday, and then that happened like early in my shift on Saturday, and then like a few hours later, all of a sudden the fatigue hit me, and then by the end of my shift, I was like achy all over my body and stuff, and it was bad. So I went home and I slept, called in the next morning. Like, I gave my boss a heads up. I'm like, dude, I don't think this is going to get better. So they got them prepped and ready, and then gave them the go ahead Sunday morning. Was like, yeah, it's not going to get better. So still getting over it. So this is going to be interesting, because today has been the, yesterday started the productive coughing. For the throat stuff, and then tomorrow, or today, that was yesterday, and then today, like, very, very productive coughs. It's just cough. Ew! Oh, God! I get it. That's not supposed to be in there, but a little heads up would have been nice. So it's, my voice is weird. I honestly should have recorded this on Monday. Like, I was still sick, but on Monday, my voice, like, had this bass in it, and it was just, like, I can't even do it. Like, it was, like, Leonard Cohen level, the bass, and I should have just, if I would have done it on Monday, I could have just at least just gone, 20 minutes of, oh, let's just talk about this. And it would have just been like the most Barry White level sexy that my voice has ever been. But no, I was like, I'm going to rest and it'll be fine on Wednesday. And it's better, but I don't sound like me. And also the level that I feel with, like, energy wise, because I've gotten energy back and stuff, and I'm feeling fairly normal. Although today I feel kind of tired, which is weird. I was feeling normal yesterday. Today I'm like, that may just be being lazy. But I don't. It's a contrast when you're sick and you don't feel very good, and coming off, and it, so it's a real contrast from that to my intro music. Normally, Mike Wiebe and the boys of Dracula's is going to pick me up and go, let's go, here we go. But I'm not in that mood. So I should have just, the intro music should have been completely different. Should have gone with something else. You know what? Let's do that. I'm going to take a second. All right. And one time only, we're going to do different. Do different intro music, and we'll do a nod to a pirate radio movie that we liked as kids, but it's a terrible movie called Pump Up the Volume. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to do that, and then we'll continue on with the podcast. So, yeah, give me a second. We're going to do the intro again. All right, hang on.
You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Yeah, man.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin.
How it goes.
It's episode 47. I should be chain smoking right now, but I haven't smoked in a while. I think it's way, way more appropriate. All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a little bit more my mood. Okay. What are we going to talk about today? I don't know. We're just going to go. So, yeah, I hope I feel better. I'm just going to do comedy tonight. I'm not going to go. Because at least with a podcast, you know, every time I start coughing uncontrollably, I can pause, go back, and do that again. Can't really tell people in an audience, please hold. I know I only get 3 minutes up here. Push pause. Pause on my time. Coughing does not take away from the comedy time. It's not fair. I don't think you can do that. But, man, you know what I wish? And maybe I'm making this up, but I thought that there was a time several years ago on Facebook that you could set to where, because right now you can, there's like a section where you can make it to where anytime somebody tags you into a post, you can review whether you want to be tagged in that post. And then also you can review whether you want to post that post that you're tagged in can appear on your timeline or on your page. So like you can review that shit. But I think the thing was, is that at some point you could review lots of other things. And I wish, man, I wish we could review comments to our own status updates. I wish I could do that. I wish that before somebody could comment underneath something that I posted, I could review it and then go, no. Not because of a, not even because of like being appropriate or being mean, you know, not in a safe space kind of way. More of a, is it funny or not? Like, I wish I could reject comments based solely on how unfunny and unhelpful and useless they are. Like, I really just, you know, I don't delete them, but I should start doing that. I should really just delete people. And then if they give, what the hell, I just posted something, I can go, well, it sucks. You know, I'm not deleting you as a person. You're still on my friends list. But do better or don't. How about don't do? That's the thing, is that this one thing, because you see, I've seen people comment and it's way funnier than somebody's dumb status. But I think that that's the thing we need to figure out, is that, hey, if it's funny, if you read a status or a post and it's, and you know, you should do this for Twitter too, but you know, fuck Twitter. I don't care what you do there. That place is, you know, it's a hellhole. But if something's good, if it's like really good, it needs nothing added. It doesn't need a tagline. If you really want to add a tag, message them directly. And that way they can politely go, ha ha. But if it's good, they go, oh shit, that's great. And if it's a comedian and they really like it, they may, and it's part of their act, like they're writing or something, you know, they may, then they'll ask, can I use that? You know, that'd be one thing. But you're just posting, man, the number of just, like, how often do you see a really funny post and then a really funny comment? Not often, do you? It's always just, it's always like, oh man, that's great. And then you read a comment and you do this. Man, there is so much sigh-worthy shit on social media. You guys, man, stop. You just need to stop. Man. So, I... was talking to a friend of mine who's been sober for a little bit, and more for but for different reasons, not you know, my life's going down the toilet kind of reasons, but we were just kind of talking about, and they'd noticed there's a few things I wanted to bring up because I thought it was interesting, that they had noticed, because they still hang out with the same people that, you know, like to party, you know, and there was a few things that they said to me that was you know, I'd forgotten that's the way it is, but I still found it kind of interesting. You know, stuff like, you know, at parties, you know, they said, I remember I used to think I connected so well with this person last night. I'm glad we talked. But then notice that, you know, no one talks in full sentences. I realize that when everyone is not talking in full sentences, no one clues in that there are no complete thoughts. Which is, yeah, when everyone's, you know, everyone's partying and kind of fucked up, it's just no. So, you know, it's the illusion that there's connection, but there's no no complete thoughts and exchanging of ideas when you're fucked up. You're just going, yeah, you know. But also, another thing was, you know, you never realized how much alcohol is in everything and everywhere, and just the amount of shit that people put into their bodies. Like when you're not doing it, and then all of a sudden you notice how much everybody else is, if you're really paying attention, it's a little unsettling. It's like, damn. Yeah, it's weird, especially like I'll be at work and somebody will order a carafe of mimosas, and you know it's just for one person, and you look and it's 11 a.m. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Really? A whole carafe of champagne and orange juice? Good God. I mean, you know, I've been there, but not the champagne part. It's dude, too. I'm like, champagne? Really? Look, if you had a drink, that's the alcoholic in me, man. If you're gonna drink, they've got vodka. Come on. What are you doing with your life? Little half-ass self-destruction. What are you doing? I'm trying to pace yourself. It's bullshit. But the thing that they said that I liked the best when we were talking was that just that, what was it? The exact quote was, parties are boring. You think you're having the time of your life, but really, like it, and that's absolutely true. It's so true. You're not getting a buzz on in any sense of the word. Like if you're not, we're not talking like no weed, no alcohol, none of the other shit, nothing. You're just socializing. You have to have activities because it's boring. I get it now. I get why, because I used to make fun of how I never wanted to hang out with sober people. Like when I was going to be sober, that I hang out with people who drink. This was, I don't know, several years ago when I would do it. I had a bit about that, about how, like, I would only hang out with people who still, like, normal people who still drank, you know. I'm not going to hang out with sober people. They're all like, hey, you want to come over tonight? We're going to play Scattergories. I'm like, Jesus, no. Put a gun in my mouth. Like, I just thought that was nuts. I'm like, I'm not going to play fucking board games with you at your house. That sounds terrible, but I get it now. I get why sober people play board games. Because if you pick the right ones that are games that are okay, doesn't have to be Scattergories. Scattergories is just a dumb name. It's actually not that bad of a game if you think about it, but that's fine. I've been wrong about a lot of things. Wrong about Scattergories. It's actually not a terrible game, but that's not the point. The point is the reason that sober people play board games is because talking, just trying to talk to people, just sitting around and talking, fucking sucks after a while. Like, just how long can you small talk with people that you just kind of, that you're just meeting? Like, not people that you really like, that you're going out and doing things with. You're meeting people there, like, or that you kind of like. I don't know. You gotta have something. You gotta be there because you're watching an event, sporting event, or something that you're gambling on, or a team you're rooting for. You gotta have something. You can't just come together and talk. Like, it's so boring. You can't just stand around and bullshit. When I go to parties or when I go to get-togethers, I last about 30 minutes to an hour. And then I fake the rest until we're gone. If I'm by myself, you will not see me after an hour. I've made sure that everybody knew that I was there. I've talked to them. I'm like, hey, it's great to see you. Talk a little bit. Move on to the next person. I've seen everybody. It's only going to get weirder and drunker from here. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Irish goodbye, too. Don't. These people are drunk now. They're not going to remember when you left. They don't care. They're like you. They're self-centered. It's about them. They're not going to remember, hey, when did John leave? No one's going to do that. Come on. Anyway, yeah. So it's interesting. It's interesting to remember about that, about just how it's not that, oh, your life must suck now. No, it's different. It's weird how things change and things that you thought you hated, it's actually okay. You know, also it's getting older. I'm guessing, being in my 40s, like some things I'm like, no, I totally like this better. Hey, you want to go see this band? No. Do they have a YouTube video I can watch in the comfort of my own home without anybody else around? Their concert online. Put in my big screen TV and drink a smoothie in the AC. That's what I'm going to do. All right, one last thing, and then I need to get out of here. Give my voice a rest, I guess. So, everybody has an opinion on Game of Thrones. And it's funny because they're just going to, you know, voice them without people asking. And it controls on a news feed when people are just scrolling by, which is spoilerific, I think. Also, nobody said, you know, like, hey, nobody asked. And I know you didn't ask. I know you didn't ask either, but this is, you know, this is my podcast. And also, I'm putting in the description that I'm going to talk about it, so you knew it was coming up. My whole thing about it, I wanted to just kind of mention because I came up, the biggest benefit of the last season of Game of Thrones is that it's made me start playing Skyrim again on Xbox because I wanted to kill dragons and see what good writing was again. Ooh, shit. No, but it's the thing about it is that we're really, our expectations have been set really high with the golden age of TV and with seasons 4, 5, and 6 of that show with the character development and everything. It's been just one of those things. It's just been like, yeah. And then the last two seasons have been just, especially this season. The thing is that there's episode 3 and then the last episode, episode 5, production-wise, it's amazing. For a television show, just phenomenal. I mean, even if it was a movie, phenomenal production value and visuals and cinematography and the score, of course, is just fantastic. Just so much amazing shit to cover up a bad job of writing. It's just, it's weird because I was talking to my buddy, comedian Jay Whitecott, and he actually made a good point about how the whole idea with the golden age of TV, with television shows, is they didn't have the budget because Hollywood movies, people were not watching Hollywood movies as much because, you know, these great special effects and all this big budget, but just shit scripts and character development. So people were turning to streaming services. You know, you start watching television shows that aren't confined to 90 minutes or 2 hours. So they're like, you know, we've got time. We don't have that budget, but we can really develop storylines and characters and arcs and stuff like that. And that's what made them better, than just terrible movies. And then, so basically that's what they've become now, though. This is, you know, Game of Thrones was like that. They didn't have that big of a budget. So because of that, you know, fans had complained about how, you know, the dragons weren't doing much and all this other stuff. So then they get this budget, but, you know, they're out of books to follow. And you've got writers who I guess are fans of the show, but Hollywood writers. You know what they needed? Because basically they just kind of cough. They just didn't get to mute fast enough. They just kind of, and I'm not going to give spoiler alerts because this is all vague shit. You're not going to remember this shit if you're saving it to, you know. But it just, and I'm not going to really give anything away, but, you know, they basically, you know, they took Jamie's story of redemption and this big arc and then just kind of went, eh. And then Cersei was like this villain, like very complex villain that we just kind of, whatever. Didn't have a great ending. Tyrion was always, he's really smart and he's very clever. And he was, clever right up until, you know, the last two seasons. And why? Because the writers apparently forgot that he was supposed to be clever. I mean, Varys became a background character, one-dimensional character for the past two seasons. Like, Littlefinger was his nemesis, but they never resolved them at ends or any kind of reaction to the ending of that. And of course, Daenerys, you know, had character development for 7.5 seasons, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know what? Nah. Just all of that. It's just, you know what they needed? I'll tell you what the writers needed. They needed a comic book guy from Simpsons. They needed that of Game of Thrones, who is a fan of the show, but the books are so much better, and they know the background and the history of the time. They needed somebody who's that much of a prick, but they needed him to review scripts. That's what they needed. They needed the writers to come together and have him look at it and go, I don't believe that Tyrion would decide to do this. Basically, because if you remember in season 3, episode 4, like, that's what you need. You need that motherfucker. All that being said, though, even though I'm thinking about it, all that being said, like, even though that the way the show's ending the past few episodes, it's always been funny because there's, like, if you watch reaction videos, I've talked about that, or people watch, I've been watching different people react to the different episodes this season. Like, there are these three black dudes who are just, like, total geeks about Game of Thrones and about Marvel movies, and they're watching it, and they're watching what they've done with the Dragon Queen this year. And at one point, the one guy he's just like, "Nah, man, that's character assassination, bro." Like, they just total was like, they were all just, and they all just started like talking mad shit about it. It was fucking great. But that's the thing is that I've seen people, also I've seen people, just idiots who are like watching going, called it. I knew this was going to happen. We knew all of this was going to happen. Their writing has been so poor, so lack of nuance, and just like heavy on the just exposition. Like you knew where things were going. It's like, well, we're getting, you know, it's fan service, predictability, and then also, but the thing is that even being predictable, still leaving it unsatisfying in any kind of, you know, it's like, oh, basically, you know, it's fan service, but but still making people go, ugh, man, like, didn't even, I don't know, it's like, they didn't pander well, I guess is the thing, but even with all that, I do want to say it is kind of weird. We really have unrealistic expectations for shows now. I think things have been so good for so long, because even shows that you don't know anything about, because there's so many TV shows. Like I've got a couple of shows that I watched, Mr. Robot and Stand Against Evil, and these are shows that like people know about Mr. Robot now because of Rami Malek, you know, winning the Oscar. But like these are shows that are really good, but that people are like, I don't know anything about it. It's not on Netflix, but they're way better than any shows we had 10 years ago or 20 years ago, actually. I was just thinking, because 10 years ago, I mean, like Breaking Bad, and we had like there's some shows like Breaking Bad and The Sopranos and The Wire that still hold up. But then there's some shows that if you go back and you watch them, like once the nostalgia wears off and you kind of watch it, you know, like, it's not as, no, these aren't as great as I remember. Writing wise, like, so there's so much better, and that's the other thing about hearing people who got mad about Avengers Endgame, you know, or that it wasn't as good as Infinity War, which, yeah, Infinity War is fucking great, and Endgame was the greatest ending to a franchise. It just was so powerful. Like, it was, I enjoyed it immensely, regardless of things in it that you could pick apart. Because the thing about it is that I remember, you know, 21 movies? It's, you know, and you know, one of them was, and a few of them were, but a lot of them were great. Me growing up, what did I have? I mean, I didn't, you know, when we're talking about heroes, superheroes. Look, when I was growing up, this is what we had. Superman partnered up with Richard Pryor, and Ivan Drago was He-Man. Do you know what I mean? It's been worse. It could be a lot worse. I think our expectations need to come down a little bit and just enjoy shit, because things are great. All right. I made it. It's the longest episode I've had in a while. It's because I was talking about Game of Thrones, I guess. I don't know. All right. Thanks for joining me, guys. We will see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. Email me at stillsoberpod@gmail.com. Any questions? We'll see you next week. Later. Like
Let's ride.